Well, it's Michael again. Such a long time since I was speaking to anybody about something, and it's about time I had to communicate with the world again, because I have so many things to say, so many people that I want to talk about. It's about time that I was to tell you another story. So, you know, I have the shop, and I have these people that come in, and they are all persuasions. When I say persuasions, I mean not just your average fellow who comes in for a shave and maybe have his hair into crook cut like people I've been talking about in the past, but other people, they come, they might be of a different kind of persuasion, and they like maybe a perm, or they want something particular from the shop, if you know my meaning. They don't just want a haircut. Anyway, I had this fellow. Well, I say I had this fellow, but these days, people, they have the, how can I put this delicately, they want to be known in a certain way. And this fellow, he didn't want to be called a man. He identified as a woman. He looked like a fellow, but he said, I am actually a woman. So I says to him, I live and let live. I like the fellow. I like the look of her. This is the right pronoun. And then I says, well, come and have a seat in the chair, and I will try to do what you would like. So she says to me, I want you to turn me into more of the woman that I want to be. And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And once we, you know, I showed her some styles from a magazine. I said, how about this one? How about that one? And we turned a few pages, and she finally, she chose a woman. She looked a bit like Marilyn Monroe. How can I change her? Very blonde hair. She had the beautiful blue eyes. She had an Adam's apple, which I couldn't have noticed, I have to say. Lucky I didn't want to give her a shave. Anyway, she didn't need a shave. She wanted a haircut, a bit like Marilyn Monroe, because she, as I said, she had this beautiful blonde hair, and it was down to her shoulders. Oh, such a lovely, and it was, I think it was natural. I couldn't see that it was bleached blonde or anything like that, or that it was dyed, or that she had a different, a wig on, maybe. Come to the barber with a wig on and surprise me. Take it off and say, hey, I'm a brunette. No, that she didn't. So I gave her this beautiful cut, and I gave her blow dry as well, and then she was very happy, and she paid me £25. And I was very surprised, because she gave me a tip of another £5. So I had £30 for a haircut. You know, I don't charge that much. All the rest of the people around muscle with you, they charge you the earth for just a simple haircut. They will charge you £65. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you go into these female hair salons, and they will charge you anything from £85. And you do your roots, they can cost you £90, and some even over £160, just for a haircut and a bit of roots and a little bit of, a coloration. What do they call it? Highlights. I think they say it's called highlights. Anyway, she was very happy with her £25 haircut coming into my place, and she gave me £5 tip, and then she left. Now, that's not the story I wanted to tell you, because actually, the real story is how things have changed. This life that we live in, what I have noticed is that everybody is very, very angry. Have you noticed this yourself? Oh, my giddy aunt. I tell you, everybody's so upset. Everybody's fussy fighting, angry and upset. The road rage is running riot everywhere. That's a lot of alliteration, actually. Anyway, and people, they can be at a set of lights. Someone can look over their shoulder at the person in the next lane, as it were, to the left of them or to the right of them, and that person can be offended by the fact that they're looking at them at the set of lights. What are you looking at? You got nothing better to do with your time? come on outside. Well, we are outside. We're in the car. Get out your car. I'll smash your face. And before the Amber come on, they fisticuffs. They're farting in the car. They're farting everywhere now. They're farting in the supermarket queue. They're farting in the bank queue. They're farting at the phone bank queue. They're fighting at every bus stop I can think of. Sometimes you find one at the bank, because the bank, they like you to be in the right place at the right time. You stay there and you wait to be called. That's the bank for you. Anyway, so I started to tell you the story because I was very affected by this young lady who came to my shop. She was very pretty, she knew what she wanted, and she was like very young, and she knew how to get a cheap haircut by coming to me. And then I also am very concerned about the level of emotion everywhere. Now, I'm a very emotional person, and normally the Greek people, they're very emotional, we're very, very up, very low, very up, very down, very in, very out, you know. We like to express ourselves kind of in a physical, emotional way. But what I have noticed is there is much more anger and an expression of anger ever since why? You know why. Ever since they chose the bloody borders and they voted for the stupid Brexit. Yes, the stupid Brexit. I come back to the Brexit. Everything is about the Brexit. Now, I'm not a Tory. I never have been. I never will vote Tory in my life. And this Rishi, very Rishi, if you ask me, very Rishi. I mean, the non-dom, never mind the non-dom, he's a very rich man. He's the Prime Minister. Now, he's running the economy, and before he started running the economy, we have this woman. Oh, my kitty, aunt, we have this woman, this other chap, and they ruined us. They absolutely, I can't even remember her name now. What was her name? You know who I mean. It come to me later. But she no one can remember her name. Jeez, that's disgusting. Tas and Quartin names that will live in infamy, I'm telling you. Infamy. History was made with their stupidity. Oh, my giddy aunt. But if she said that at the party conference, you remember that? You have to look it up if you don't know. Don't web search and you find out what I'm talking about. We import that, blah, blah, blah. My wife, you may not know this, but my wife, she died not that long ago. And, you know, I have three daughters and I look after them. They have their own houses, they have their own jobs, and they're very, very polite and they're very lovely girls, and they all have jobs. And they and occasionally they even give me a few fivers, you know. Once I got a £5 note from my 15-year-old. Even before she was working, good girl, she saved her pocket money and she gave me £5 back. Anyway, that's another story. They're very generous girls. And so they look after me because I don't make an overload in the shop, you know. Anyway, I'm rambling, I know, but that is the point, isn't it? I'm just talking off the top of my head because I don't really know what I'm going to say. And that's my favourite conversation. Conversation, you know, that you don't really know what's going to happen. Anyway, let me tell you, I feel like Ronnie Corbett. Sometimes he used to, that was funny. That was what I would call a humour of the first order. Because he was so funny. Such a funny man. Ronnie Barker, yes, and Ronnie Corbett together. Magnificent comedy you cannot beat. And anyway, I digress. A woman lost her husband. So it's the other way around for me. But a woman, she lost her husband and she went to her to see if she could make contact with her husband in a seance. So she goes to the seance and she's talking to the woman, the medium. And the medium says to her, "Oh, I think I found your husband. Let's all concentrate, close our eyes." About five or six people sat around a big, big circle to dim the light in this musky little room like her house. And so she says, "Are you there? Fred. That was his name. I didn't use it. It's part of the joke. Anyway, so she said, are you there, Fred? And then these voices come suddenly from nowhere. Yes, I'm here. He spoke like that. Yes, I'm here. And so she says, oh, it's Mildred. It's Mildred. I wanted to contact you. Oh, my darling, how are you doing? And he says, I'm fine. It's a fantastic place where I am here. He says, I wake up in the morning. I have as much as I want to eat. Everywhere there's food, I just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And then after that, I can fuck as much as I like. I fuck all the way through until I have a little kip. And then have a little kip. And then I get up and I eat as much as I like. And then I fuck all the way through to lunchtime. Lunchtime, I have as much as I can eat. And I fuck. She says, darling, that's amazing. She says, and you know what? After lunch, I have a little kip. I wake up and I fuck. All the way through till tea time, and then I can have as much as it's all laid out for me. I can have as much as I like to eat after I have to my nice tea in the afternoon. I can fuck again into the evening, and I can repeat the whole process until I go to bed, and then I wake up in the morning and I do the same thing every day. She says, oh, darling, she says, oh, you must be in heaven. You have it such a wonderful time. I'm so pleased. He says, no, I'm not in heaven. I came back as a rabbit on Hampstead Heath.